Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The United States has now exceeded 12 million cases of the coronavirus since the pandemic began. The world's worst affected country is experiencing a surge in the virus, setting records each day for the number of new infections. President Trump is reported to have missed an online session at the G20 summit on pandemic preparedness and was pictured a short time later on his golf course. More details from Lebu DiSecco in Washington.
We had a very interesting statement from the White House, quite carefully worded, saying that Donald Trump participated in the first day of the virtual leaders summit and that he discussed with other world leaders the need to work together. But they didn't say that he attended that session, and it came after US media had shown pictures of him on the golf course. And I think perhaps it was an attempt to try and put a lid on those or stop that discussion.
Election officials in Wisconsin have accused Donald Trump's supporters of obstructing the state's recount of presidential votes. If the recount is not concluded by the 1st of December, the way is open for the Trump campaign to pursue a lawsuit. In the state of Pennsylvania, their attempts to throw out millions of mail-in votes has been rejected, as David Willis reports.
Judge Matthew Braun said the lawsuit brought by Donald Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani contained speculative accusations that were unsupported by evidence. His verdict clears the way for Pennsylvania officials to certify the election result there in the next few days. Mr. Trump's Democratic rival Joe Biden won the state by more than 80,000 votes. Another key swing state, Michigan, is also due to certify its election result on Monday.
Hundreds of anti-government protesters in Guatemala have vandalised and set fire to parts of the Congress building before being dispersed by riot police. Elsewhere in the capital, Guatemala City, there were largely peaceful demonstrations against the newly approved budget. The opposition says it prioritises big infrastructure projects over Guatemalans suffering the social and economic consequences of COVID-19. The shipping company Viking Line has said some 400 people will spend the night on board a ferry that's run aground off the Finnish Åland Islands in the Baltic Sea. Divers confirmed that there were no leaks in the hull of the Viking Grace. With the latest for us, here's Grant Ferret.
Mobile phone footage shows the Viking Grace ferry looming over a rocky, wooded shoreline close to the port of Mariehamn. Local residents said the vessel was so close to land they could virtually touch it. The cause of the grounding is unclear, but the weather was poor with high winds and choppy waters. It's the second time one of the firm's ferries has run aground in the Baltic since September.
This is Chris Berrow with the latest world news from the BBC.